love Unofficial Mills.
This is a download from unofficialmills.co.uk.
I've boshed banter in Prague. I've dressed up as a Smurf. I've swapped lives with a German. Bought strip pens in France. I've covered teachers in sunscreen. Nearly drowned in some foam. I had a naked massage. Me and my mates had a laugh. I did
24 years at the top end.
At the tap end.
We're all here today.
We are. Becky's back.
Hello.
Did you catch up on the last one, Becky, or not? Did you listen to it?
No, because I was on holiday.
You can catch up on the Radio 1 website now, on the Scott Mills pages.
Oh, right. And what will I find there?
Each episode is uploaded with a nice picture.
Oh, all of season 2.
Wow.
I know.
So you can catch up there if you want.
Okay, I will.
I'd like to take you to take you both to my 23rd year at the tap end, if you're keen.
I'm keen.
I am keen. I am Tom from Keen.
Are you?
Yes.
I'm Roy Keen. And which Keen are you?
I'm a Keen Bean. What other Keens are there?
Exactly.
My mate Clive Keen.
Oh, yeah. I want to be Clive Keen.
You are Clive Keen.
I think I'm going to be Clive Keen every time from now on. Just because it's better than normal Keen, isn't it?
Neither of you know him as well.
I know.
Do you know what? I haven't spoken to him for years. He'll love that. Okay, 23rd year at the tap end.
Was
Roy
this
Keen.
An eventful year at the tap end?
Yeah, there was quite a lot on, wasn't there? We've gone there a few times already.
Have we?
And I'm ready.
Ready.
Chaz's birthday always falls at a sociable time of the year. Early November, when the lads are missing summer, but also it's just starting to feel a bit Christmassy. This combination always means that when Chaz's birthday comes around, the lads are keen to have a big event. Chaz's birthday has been the backdrop to many big nights, the most prominent being a trip to Prague, which resulted in one of the most eventful weekends of my life. Nicely summarised by a song by my mate Sir Dosser, aka Ollie Butler, called Bish Bash Bosh. If you need a reminder of this song, press play now on audio tape.
Oh, hang on.
Bish Bash Bosh, having a laugh in Prague, washing some banter with your beer, not fanta.
You remember this?
I think it's got better with age.
A lot of people have said that, actually.
Yeah. It hasn't dated at all, has it?
Do you like it as much as the first time you heard it?
I like it more.
Do you genuinely, though?
Because
you once described it as awful and the worst thing you've ever heard.
Yeah, but it's awfully brilliant.
Yeah, I'm just used to it now. I quite like it.
And I love the fact it's going to be in my head for the rest of the week.
He hasn't had a single out for a while. I'll encourage him to write some more.
I know, what's happened? He's gone quiet.
I thought he'd do something for Christmas, but he hasn't.
Is he not still touring with this one?
No, but safe to say this is the one that people go to.
Yeah.
It is the equivalent of The One and Only by Chesney Hawks for him.
It's his Angels, isn't it?
It is his Angels.
I think he should just do this one and then covers.
Do you?
Yeah, because I know he didn't like me for saying this, but I don't think his other material was up to the standard.
Not too much.
I'd love to hear him do a cover.
Yeah.
Like, just the thought of that alone makes me
kind of excited.
Please ask him to do a Christmas cover.
Okay. Well, you name a song that you want covered and I'll pass it on and we'll get that done.
I'd quite like to hear Fairy Tale of New York by Sir Dosser.
In his style.
So he does the backing for it and everything.
Yeah.
And then... Okay, and does he do both parts on that, the woman and the man?
He must have, on his equipment that he uses, that makes it sound a bit like he's in the loo, he must have some sort of voice changery thing so he can go, like, up and down.
Okay, well, I'll get that done for you, hopefully for next week.
Cheers.
This year was set to be another good one. Chaz was joining forces with another one of our mates, Banksy, and they were having a joint birthday party. Banksy was now living in Manchester, so it was decided that all the lads would venture up to Manchester.
Is this the actual Banksy?
I don't know, because I've never seen the actual Banksy. And I have asked my mate Banksy if it's him before, and he said no, but then he would, wouldn't he? Because...
Yeah. That's, he's not going to say, yes, it's me, is he?
That's the mystique.
Yeah.
But I would be amazed if the actual Banksy is my mate Banksy.
Why would you be surprised?
Don't these Banksy things happen a lot late at night, don't they? When people are asleep, so he draws them and doesn't get caught.
Mm.
Whereas most times when my mate Banksy is out late at night, it's very different. He wouldn't be capable of painting a picture on a wall.
Or doing much.
The road trip up was quality. Two stops for fried chicken, and we stopped to have a photo at the toll bridge. It's always an exciting part of the journey.
Do you all get out of the car and just pose by the
We have a little photo with the lady, and she's like, get back in your car, get back in your car, because you're not allowed to do at the toll. And the original photo I wanted was like Gavin and Stacey, where you lift the barrier and have a photo like lifting the barrier, but they don't allow that either.
Well, so you have a photo taken with the lady in the kiosk?
Yeah. Well, I think they missed a trick there, because what is the toll price? Let's say about a five. It's something like £5.10, isn't it?
Mm.
Now, if they charge another couple of quid for a photo with the lady in the booth, it's an easy money thing, because the car's already stocked. People, do you know what I mean?
It's like Alton Towers. Do you want this picture?
I've been,
they can put them up on a wall, but like, oh, no, I don't want to buy that.
I've been on more boring rides at certain theme parks than the thrill you get when you go through the toll. I navigated the lads to Banksy's house where we were staying, a lovely little place in an area called Moss Side. Banksy was very excited to see us, and had even tidied up his house ready for us. We had a few beers, and all the lads got changed into their smartwear. As a group of lads, our style has changed over the years. There had been nights out before where everyone would be out in white shirt and jeans, like a massive Westlife.
Do you want me to press play on the audio?
Do you know what? A blast would be quite nice. I haven't prepared it.
Yeah.
You'd have to be quick in finding it.
Everybody's looking for that something. One thing that makes it all complete.
Yes.
Oh.
Okay, great.
Yeah. That's you and the lads.
It makes it seem less laddie, though, this story now.
Was it an uptown girl or something?
No, we'll stick with it, but I'm not sure this is right, to be honest. We might leave this out. Chazza had even bought himself a birthday blazer. This has since become a tradition on his birthday. He loved it, but as he stepped into the living room with it on and asked for opinions from the lads, I could tell everyone was thinking the same. It looked awful. I'm no Gok Wan, but it was clearly not a good look. I respected his effort, though. He was convinced this blazer would land him a Manchester Lovely.
A Manchester Lovely? Are you from the 70s?
Well, how else would you describe a girl from Manchester?
A girl from Manchester?
A fit bird.
Well, yeah, you see, you can't really say that, can you? That's what he wanted, though. We were on one and arrived in a club called Revolutions at Deansgate Locks. It was busy, and to give my mates a bit of a surprise, I reserved a small table and the club had laid on a few balloons. It was a good touch.
So were all the Manchester Lovelies, like, flocking to your table?
That was the plan, though. We thought that the booth would be the bait. Banksy had a load of girls he knew attending, as it was one of their birthdays that night as well. And as we turned up, they were already there. This gave us the upper hand immediately, having arranged their seating area for them, and justified why we were there. These girls generally looked quite nice as well. Although the first hour or so was a bit Year 6 disco, with the boys and the girls not really mingling. I think the girls wanted to talk, but my boys are useless in these kinds of situations. It is awkward to know how to engage random girls in conversation. I decided to try break the ice and went for the mediumly attractive girl of the group. This seemed a sensible level to pitch at. I'd say she was 7 out of 10. I attempted to read her mind to break the ice. I wrote a number 7 on my phone and said hello to her and the girl next to her and immediately asked her to guess a number between 1 and 10. I expected her to say 7 to make me look psychic. She didn't. She said 3. I looked like a mug. It wasn't a great introduction. I apologised for my introduction, cut my losses and moved on to her mate on the other side of the table. An hour or so passed and a couple of drinks later, my mates had got a bit bolder, maybe a bit too bold. My friend Broadley had been hitting it quite heavy. He was unhappy at how unlively everyone was and decided it would be a good idea to stop the awkwardness the best way he knew how. I saw him reach for his belt, but before I could stop him, his trousers were round his ankles and he was waving his party piece in a circular motion and singing happy birthday loudly in his Scouse accent. It didn't go down well. Although I've never been sure on the best way to engage a girl in a club, this clearly wasn't the right way. Broadley was promptly removed from the club, which was fair enough. So not wanting to leave him on his own, me and a couple of the lads went out to join him and moved to another club. Chaz's blazer, bizarrely, was breaking the ice with the girls. He was happy for us to go to improve his chances. He was basically happy to lose some of his mates because it cut down the number of lads there.
What, he had more of a chance?
I think so, yeah.
Seriously?
It was just less congested area, wasn't it, then? And
did he feel that you were a threat?
No, it wasn't that. I just think if you look at the statistics behind it, suddenly...
When you're not there, it's easier for men to pull.
No, I'm saying suddenly from there being probably as many blokes as girls, so one bloke per girl, suddenly he was in a situation where there was half as many blokes, so there was two girls to one, and that causes competitiveness, doesn't it, between the girls?
Oh.
If we're looking at in terms of, say, a fish analogy, there was a lot of fish, but not much food.
I don't think
them.
A fish analogy is the right thing to use in this situation.
Me, Broadley and Dougsy ventured to a couple of other bars. We walked down the road in good spirits. Me and Broadley even had our shirts off. It was busy out and reminded me of walking down the strips in holiday resorts.
Is it November?
Yeah.
In Manchester.
Beer jackets.
Are you still on the lookout for lovelies at this point?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'd say so. Yeah, we hadn't given up hope.
Shirts off, lads.
It was the same feeling. It's always nice to go out in a different town to usual. We rounded the corner of a quite lively-looking street, arms around each other, two of us with shirts off. We walked down the road singing loudly. But Dougsy started to go quiet, and something did feel a bit different about the road. I saw the road sign. We were on a street called Canal Street. We had stumbled into Manchester's premier gay spot. At this point, and I don't understand why, Broadley loved this and promptly dropped trow again.
Oh.
This time we weren't just being kicked out of a club. We were approached by two policemen. I tried to stop him, but Broadley carried on, mistaking the police for Canal Street club reps and continued to shout in their direction. It was an unfamiliar environment to him, you know?
How can you confuse that?
I think they were just wearing normal...
They might have been good stripper outfits.
Well, I think that's what Broadley was thinking, yes. Being a diplomat, I calmed down the situation, helped Broadley with his belt, and we were moved on. We got some kebabs and headed back towards Moss Side to go see the other lads. It had been an eventful night. No girls, of course, but lessons learnt. If possible, avoid dropping trow in the club.
Definitely.
Don't pretend to be Derren Brown to break the ice if you can't actually do it. And don't assume that someone in a policeman's uniform is a club rep. It's little thing that only I know. Those are the things that make you mine. And it's like flying.
Really emotional, Chris. Nice work.
Yes.
It just felt right.
I've boshed banter in Prague. I've dressed up as a Smurf. I've swapped lives with a German. Bought strip pens in France. I've covered teachers in sunscreen, nearly drowned in some foam. I had a naked massage. Me and my mates had a laugh. I did
24 years at the top end.
At the top end.
Unofficial Mills.